Chris and Kira.
I'd rather put my nipples in a pencil sharpener.
Sunday to Thursday from 10
on 2FM. FM.
Friend of the show, Brian, is in, okay? Mr. Brian M. Lloyd, of course. He's a film director. He's a film critic. He is on the 7 o'clock show on TV3 every Monday doing his thing, looking very cute. He's also in here with us every Wednesday. He is, of course, the film editor with entertainment.ie, and his Twitter is at Brian M. Lloyd, at Brian M. LLOYD. Go online, give him a follow, all right? It's as simple as that. Now, Brian, you come in every week. You tell us about new films that are coming out this Friday. Sounds like a home run this Friday.
Yeah.
What is it?
It is Tomorrowland, The World Beyond with George Clooney. If you like kind of weird sci-fi films, but that are, you know, family-friendly and all the rest of it, this is worth watching. If you like Escape from Witch Mountain, if you like The Rocketeer, if you like those kind of like 90s Disney action films, this is worth watching.
This is for you. Brilliant.
There you go, out this Friday.
Yeah.
And it sounds pretty cool. Brian gave it 7.5. If Brian gives a film a 7.5, it's worth watching.
Yeah, it is. You know, it is definitely worth a watch. Absolutely.
I think anything over a 6 from Brian is worth at least giving a try. Mm.
Give it your attention,
exactly.
Please.
Yeah, exactly. Well, look, to other pressing business. Every week, we also do a film quiz. Brian, what was the format of this week's film quiz?
I had 5 audio clips and I needed just the name of the film that it was used in. So I didn't need the name of the song. I didn't need the name of the artist. I just needed the name of the film, and there was 5 clips. And
let's have a listen.
We did really badly.
We did poorly.
You did pretty poorly.
Here's clip number 1. I said that it was the Silence of the Lambs, didn't I? It's
you
The
did.
Shining, isn't it?
Nope.
It's Nightmare on Elm Street.
Nope.
It's Paul Blart Mall.
Poltergeist.
Nope.
Exorcist. It's The Exorcist. Nope. What
Carrie.
Is it?
Nope. Keep going.
I've run out of horror movies.
Halloween.
Oh.
Alright, okay.
Alright. Damn, that was the only one I hoped to get right. Okay. Well, I'm not getting that. This dream isn't happening for me this week. Alright, here's clip number 2. Is this Miami Vice or something?
No. Not even
close. I don't know. Hugh, did you give an answer for this?
No, I didn't know.
Do you remember that film with John Cusack when he holds up the Say Anything?
Movie?
Say Anything.
Oh, okay.
This, everyone knows this song, though.
Yeah, it's great.
There we go. All right, fair enough. Here was clip number 3.
Oh, so nice.
Yeah. Napoleon Dynamite. Is that it?
Okay, so this was from a rom-com.
It was. I'm surprised you didn't get it.
Oh, I know. Sliding Doors.
No.
Notting Hill.
Notting Hill.
Is it Notting Hill?
You're in the right area. Go on.
Sliding Doors, Notting Hill. Love Actually.
No.
Bridget Jones.
Wow, no. Chris knows a lot more rom-coms than I do.
Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Can't believe you haven't said it yet.
Okay, give me a hint.
God, Reese Witherspoon.
I don't know.
Sweet Home Alabama.
Jerry Maguire.
Okay.
Oh wait, no, that was
Jerry Maguire.
Renee Zellweger was in. Okay. I always get them mixed up. Renee Zellweger.
Jerry Maguire.
Yeah.
The Show Me the Money film.
Yeah, it was
Show
in
Me
Jerry Maguire,
where he's the sports agent.
Yeah.
Oh,
there you go.
Right, that's not a rom com.
That is a rom com.
Kind of is in a lot of ways, but anyway.
All right, here's clip number 4. I said American Psycho.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Brian, I actually have to say, Brian's grooving to this, so am I.
Yeah.
He's kind of infectious.
You kind of got it.
Give us a clue.
Jack Nicholson.
Like, I bet if you're listening now, you're nodding your head to this in the car,
right?
Or whatever.
Right?
Or you're in bed and you're bopping along to this in work.
I have no idea.
Prince.
Okay, Brian, no.
The
Batman.
Departed.
Batman.
Oh, Batman.
Would not have associated that with Batman at all.
You know, Prince did the soundtrack for like the first Batman.
There
Which
you go.
One? Batman?
The first one, the one with Michael Keaton.
Well, Jesus, this has been a bad run.
This has been bad.
Kira, I think you might have gotten this clip, and otherwise this is a 0-for-0 clip film quiz. It's the worst we've ever done. Here we go.
It's lovely. That's Audrey Hepburn.
That is.
And I said Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Correct.
Wow.
Well done, Kira.
Wow.
Wowie.
One last attempt and I got it. I clinched the title.
Congratulations.
I won.
With 1 out of 5.
The Oscar goes to me.
Wow. Okay, well, congratulations, Kira.
Thank you.
That is not a film quiz for either of us to be proud of, but a win is a win. So well done, I guess. Jesus.
We do have the tiebreaker.
Let's listen to the tiebreaker anyway. Let's listen to what would have been had we needed a tiebreaker. So we would have had to have the first one in here.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
The Color of Money.
I work out to this.
Dallas Buyers Club.
No. Okay. You know the song though, yeah?
No.
You don't know this song?
What is this, Brian?
Wait for it, just wait.
Brian
for
lives
it.
In a different world to the
world.
Yeah.
Come on.
YMCA. Film.
You're on the right track though. It's been in loads of stuff though.
The Sexy Homoerotic Men.
You're kind of on the right track actually.
Yeah. Shaft.
Yeah.
Is it Shaft?
No, it's not Shaft.
What is
it? What's it called?
Hold on, wait. Apparently it's kicking in now. Here we go.
Yeah, there we go. Think bodybuilder.
Pumping Iron.
No.
You're
on the right track.
Magic Mike.
No.
Rocky.
No.
Bodybuilder.
Yeah. You're
Lou Ferrigno.
No. Fine, it was in Terminator 3.
Oh, Arnie, because he was in Terminator.
Because he was in a bodybuilder.
Macho man. I've got to be a macho. Yeah. Me and Brian do actually work out all the time.
Yeah, I spot him.
Yeah, and like we're really sweaty, and sometimes and if he's spotting me, like his sweat drips onto my forehead or like my face.
And it's all like, hey, got to spot you, bro.
Yeah, yeah. And we spot each other, and we're squatting 100 kilos 20 times.
Sure.
That happened, Q.
That totally happened.
Sure, yeah. It did. Like
that happened all day.
Yeah.
Well, there we go. Well, look, Brian, Mr. Macho Man. Macho Man Brian M. Lloyd, not Macho Man Randy Savage. Macho Man Brian M. Lloyd is in with us.
I actually same birthday as Macho Man Randy Savage.
Do you? That's no coincidence.
That's
Brian.
That's no coincidence.
Because you're also a macho man.
I am a macho man.
What star sign are you?
Scorpio.
Oh yeah, they're all macho men.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well look, Brian, thank you as always for coming in.
Thank you.
Your Twitter is at Brian M. Lloyd, at Brian M. Lloyd, of course. You are the film editor with entertainment.ie, so we can follow you going on there as well and seeing everything that's going on in the film world. Brian, Macho Man, thank you as always for coming in.
Thank you.
Yeah. He's a macho man. Macho is man. He never gets
grand. Hey, what the fuck is this? Hey, macho man. What the fuck is this?
Chris and Kira. 2FM.